This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, yes, and we're on. There you go. Anyways, how are you? I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as we are getting to hang out on this lovely Thursday, June the 13th of 2024, day 165th. Of the year, and only 201 day to go. Anyways, I hope everything is good and grand as you're doing the early hours here. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM and hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
Yeah, RadioBig.fm doing the things that they get to do, hanging out and all that kind of fun stuff. So I hope that the last 24 have been good for you. Yes, the last 24, because, you know, that is always important as we are talking. So there you go. Some stuff to think about as we are hanging and banging. Yeah, no doubt. So what do you want to do today? No, seriously, what do you want to do today? And don't give me that Friday Junior stuff, because that's not what we're talking about. I mean, we got some stuff. We definitely do. I have a plethora of things to go through. Let's see. I got safety in the news. I got news. I got some music stuff. So, you know, we got 3 hours to hang out. And people get confused when I say that, because they go, but hold on. There's only video for one. Yeah, the first hour we record on video, and sometimes I don't even like recording it that way. So the first hour, then we have the podcast, and that's an hour too. But if you're on the radio station, specifically on RadioBig.fm with us, this is the first hour where we jibber-jabber back and forth. And then hour two and three mostly consist of us talking about the world of entertainment and news. And of course, we got music. You know, music. Why wouldn't you have music? Because, listen, if we did the show the way that I wanted to, and we weren't podcasting, and we weren't doing the video aspect, we would definitely be talking music throughout the whole thing, and then sprinkle things together. You know, sprinkle. Like right now, I might say, hey, let's do some spells. You know, that's a song that I like, but you can't play that. Because of how the podcasting network works and how exactly the stuff with the video aspect works. Because let's get how we make the sausage for a second. We have to have copyrights for podcasting. We have to have copyrights for the video aspect, and then, of course, the copyright for the radio. And by the way, what are the radio stations that would be able to play the music on, which would be the Safety FM side, because of the music licensing thing? Yeah, I know. What a cluster, right? Anyway, sorry about getting too far into the weeds there. So we're going to talk about safety in the news, news and safety. That's what we do around here. If you want to interact with the show, it's easy to do so. Callinradio.com. We'll get you moving and grooving. Callinradio.com. We'll get you moving and grooving. So once you get there, video, audio, text messaging, all available for you to disseminate, however you want to do that. Seriously. That's how it works. So with that being said, why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending in the overnight?
Here is what was trending. Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, so as I look at the trends of the ends of the ends, El Salvador publicly celebrates a win against a drug cartel, and a lobster trapper celebrates a milestone. Yes, I did say a lobster trapper. Just in case you were wondering, and Rob Schneider isn't a fan of Will Smith, and Henry Winkler gets rushed out of a hotel in Ireland. Yeah, that's the Fonz, just in case. Also, what else? Hollywood Squares is getting a reboot. We'll talk about that as we get into casting calls, and Prince Harry wants a London crash pad. I mean, okay, cool. So he wants a London crash pad. Should we make a listing of all the stuff that I want? I mean, I don't know. I'm just asking. So let me talk to you real quick. A couple things before I forget. Number one, we're going to be doing some remote stuff next week, just so you know. So what does that mean? That means some of the shows will be on the road next week, to give you fair warning about what I'm doing there. Numero dos, to talk about. Let's talk about this one. I was thinking about going abroad, not going with abroad, but going abroad and us doing some shows in July. So we'll talk about that as we get closer and we'll see how we do it. And then maybe we'll have some open audience participation once I say where the hell we're going to be. It'll be just kind of an open thing, an open invite, depending on how you want to do it. So there you go. That's some stuff to think about. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we get into some news cycle stuff? Because I think that that's going to be important because we have people waiting just to talk about what the hell is going on inside of the world of the news. And, you know, we don't want to keep people waiting. So let's do that right now.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. G7 leaders are in Italy with Ukraine, Gaza, migration and AI on the agenda for talks. Giles Gibson is in Bari for FSN as the leaders' summit gets underway.
On day one on Thursday, there will be talks on Africa, climate change, the Middle East and the war in Ukraine. The G7 have spent months discussing how to structure a loan for Ukraine that would be secured against the future profits of frozen Russian assets in the West. On Friday, they'll discuss the effect of China's industrial overcapacity on Western economies. Plus, Pope Francis will take part in a special session on artificial intelligence. Giles Gibson, Bari.
India's foreign ministry says at least 40 Indians are among the 49 killed in a fire in a residential building in Kuwait. Dozens of workers were staying in the building. Rebecca Bundon reports from FSN Mumbai.
The fire broke out in a residential building in the Kuwaiti city of Mangaf on Wednesday. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed his condolences to the victims and their families on social media. An Indian government junior minister has travelled to Kuwait and said that DNA tests were being carried out to identify the victims. Kuwait is heavily dependent on labour from South Asian countries, including India, and concerns have been expressed about the standard of accommodation provided to some of these labourers. Kuwait's acting interior minister blamed the property owners, saying that they violated regulations. Rebecca Bundon, Mumbai.
There have been clashes in Buenos Aires after Argentina's Senate approved controversial economic reforms. President Javier Milei's package is designed to revive the economy, but protesters say it will harm millions of Argentinians. Britain's opposition Labour Party is setting out its election manifesto, which it says is focused on economic growth. Labour's promising a state-owned energy firm, the hiring of more teachers, and is ruling out surprises on taxation. The Conservatives claim Labour's spending pledges would require tax hikes. hikes. Labour's national campaign coordinator Pat McFadden is dismissing suggestions there would have to be big public spending cuts if the party wins power on July the 4th.
The problem with all these estimates is they assume that the economy is always going to perform as it's performed for the past few years. That doesn't have to be the case. We don't have to be innocent bystanders and assume that the rate of economic growth that we've had is the only one that we can have in the future.
Elsewhere on the campaign trail, the Conservatives say the election is far from over despite the polls. The Lib Dems are focusing on support for young carers. The SNP wants laws to protect the NHS from privatisation. And leader of Reform UK, Nigel Farage, says extra private security support on offer from the Home Office after several incidents on the campaign trail doesn't go far enough. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, with more today on the G7 summit that is getting underway in Italy's southern region of Puglia. As we reported yesterday, Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni is placing a substantial focus at the summit on the issue of immigration. It is, in many G7 nations, a polarising topic, and Italy has been no exception. But Bob McMahon from America's Council on Foreign Relations says the Italian leader is trying over the next 48 hours to make some progress.
Italy is a frontline country, obviously. Its island of Lampedusa is inundated, really, with migrants who are fleeing really horrible situations. She's trying to take a multi-track approach. The way she is framing it is a two-part effort she would like the G7 to coalesce around, which is going after the traffickers, and then trying to find a way to deal with the problem at its source, which is helping source countries to strengthen their own systems of governance. She has an initiative underway with Albania, an agreement, a five-year agreement in which Albania is going to host thousands of asylum seekers. She just made a visit this week with Albanian Prime Minister Edi Rama to sign the deal. And there's going to be other G7 countries keenly interested in this issue.
And those countries include nations with ongoing election campaigns that could be hugely influenced by the immigration issue. Among them, the US, the UK, and now France, holding its new legislative elections after last weekend's shock decision by President Emmanuel Macron. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, G7 leaders are in Italy with Ukraine, Gaza, migration and AI on the agenda. India's foreign ministry says at least 40 Indians are among the 49 killed in a fire in a residential building in Kuwait. There have been clashes in Buenos Aires after Argentina's Senate approved controversial economic reforms, and Britain's opposition Labour Party is setting out its election manifesto, which it says is focused on economic growth. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A+ by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked?
Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety? How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
You're being infiltrated. Radio Big.
Hey, are you tired of hanging around and talking about safety in a boring kind of format? Well, I got something for you. If you haven't hung out with us yet at safetyfm.com, I'm going to encourage you to do so. Yeah, if you come out to Safety FM, you can come hang out with all kinds of safety professionals. Some are safety professionals. Some are just people that are talking about safety. But we want to do it in a format that makes it fun and entertaining. If you're kind of trying to figure out what the FM portion is, well, we're a radio station and also a podcast network. You can come out, hang out, listen to my show, The Jay Allen Show. You can listen to Todd Conklin with the pre-accident investigation, Blaine J. Hoffman with the Safety Pro, The Hop Nerd, Sam Goodman, just to name a few on what could be found on the station. Different things for different people trying to bring safety in an entertaining form. SafetyFM.com. Go to the website, download the app, and carry it with you all day long. SafetyFM.com. We'll be waiting for you.
Safety in a way never heard of before. The Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Just because you're first to something doesn't mean you're the best. Just a little FYI action in case you forgot. 18 minutes past the top of the hour as we are hanging out doing all of the fun stuff that we get to do. No doubt about that. So there you go. Anyways, we are hanging out here on this lovely Thursday and it's time to get into it. Let's start talking about everything that's going on. The wreckage of the ship where The Intrepid Explorer, Ernest Shackleton has been located to the coast of Canada. Shackleton died of a heart attack in 1922 while he was en route to Antarctica, but the ship that he died on, Quest, remained in service for another 40 years. It sank after encountering a thick sea ice and cracked its hull while being crewed by our Norwegian sailors. While the crew survived, the ship sank down to the ocean under 1,280 feet of water. A sonar crew spotted the ship mostly intact other than the main mast hanging over the post side. The exploration crew that found the quest are not publicly releasing the exact coordinates of the wreckage a few miles off the coast of Newfoundland just yet. The plan is to return later this year and get a closer look. This is according to BBC. Yeah, BBC. What do you think there? I mean, why? I mean, would new land? Like, I want to know more about this. What exactly did you see? I'm kind of curious. No doubt about that. So there you go. Also, South Florida endured what meteorologists are calling a once-in-a-millennium weather event after more than 8 inches of rainfall in the Tampa area over just 3 hours beginning late Tuesday. One weather station down in downtown Sarasota registered 8.24 inches on Tuesday evening, crossing the 8.19 threshold to qualify as such an abnormality. Worth noting, the once in every 1,000 years line doesn't necessarily mean such a weather event occurs like clockwork every millennium. It more simply means that the chance of its occurring is less than 0.1%. This is according to WFLA. Yes, WFLA. You know, now that I think about it, good old WFLA. I worked for them many, many, many moons ago when I used to live in Tampa. Yeah, what a long time ago. I don't know why that came to mind, because it's been a while, I guess. But anyway, so once in a lifetime, 8.24 inches. Yeah, a lot of stuff to think about when that comes to mind, for sure. So what else? In a show of force against drug cartels, El Salvador police posted a video this week showing literal tons of cocaine on fire. Officials seized 2.7 tons of haul of blow about a month ago, more than 1,000 miles off the country's coast, and arrested 7 men. On the streets, the drug could be sold for nearly $68 million. Authorities still have not announced the formal charges against the drug runners. This is according to KTLA. It's another station I worked for many years ago. Anyways, yeah, so what do you think? El Salvador, $68 million worth of drugs. Here's my thought process. And I mean, I know that it's going to be kind of weird. But if you have $68 million worth of cocaine, you know how many stings you could probably set up with that amount of cocaine, or what percentage you could have used just to kind of do some other stuff? I don't know. I mean, I guess I watch too many movies. But one would imagine that you could do quite a bit throwing that down. So there you go. So take a listen to this. Voting ends for Tesla shareholders to reapprove Elon Musk's massive $44.9 million compensation package, all in stock, based on a performance incentives that that deal originally approved by the company board was tossed by a Delaware judge in a successful Nuance suit brought last year. Do you remember this? So $44.9 billion with a B dollars in regards of what he was doing because of incentive performance. You know, so some performance stuff that he did. So all of a sudden they were supposed to pay him out that kind of money. And then there was a lawsuit that came about and it was said, can't do it. Cannot do it. Too much money paid by investors. It should have never been approved. And then once it was approved, then all of a sudden, or not approved, then all of a sudden now this got thrown out. So now we're back at it. $44.9 billion. Meanwhile, Musk has withdrawn his lawsuit against AI company OpenAI. The case was certainly not strong to begin with, but Musk allegedly alleged that OpenAI's leadership breached a verbal agreement to develop artificial general intelligence technology for the benefit of humanity, but has since done the opposite, proving that the claim that the company's actions do not benefit humanity and would be one to be erroneous on a legal task. Musk has since started an AI company. So there you go. This is according to CNBC. So I don't know. I mean, there's been a lot of things going on with the world of AI. And I mean, here's the fun part. What you don't realize, I mean, or you do realize, depending on how you look at it, is you've probably been interacting with AI for a long period of time and you just don't realize it. So let's say hypothetically that you own an iPhone. Okay, and you've owned an iPhone for years. You know, the AI, or as Apple puts it, Apple intelligence is inside the thing you've been interacting with for a while. You know, when your Photos app gives you pictures of the day or groups pictures of people together, that is all Apple intelligence interacting inside of there, or artificial intelligence that's interacting with each other, trying to make these things more convenient for you. Oh, enjoy this moment in time. And there is some AI, as one may put it, as that is good for you. And there is some AI that's out there that is not so bueno. And it's all a matter of perspective. And this is where you have to look at it from a different standpoint. These models are constantly learning, realizing your habits. And it's not just you. It's millions of people, maybe in some cases, billions of people. I mean, think about it for a moment. If you kind of give it some weird thoughts, think about some of the other items that have come about. I mean, performance trackers were around for a while, meaning things that would track how many steps you had. If you remember, there was a Nike band, and I'm talking B-A-N-D, not B-A-N, that you would wear, and it would track your heart rate, and it would track how many steps you've done. You know, it was a pretty exciting piece of equipment that came out. And then Apple came out with their watch that had all these different things tied into it. They might have taken longer to get there. But once they got there with some information that did some different things that you wouldn't expect the tech to do. So as you look at this, AI has been beneficial and not beneficial. I mean, depending on how you want to look at it. I mean, where will it go next? Who knows? If you can predict the future, please let me know. Give me a call here, callinradio.com, that's for sure. We'll play some lotto numbers together and see how well it works. We'll split it. We'll split it all the way. No doubt about that. So there you go. Oh, okay. Also, what else do we got? Let's see. Virginia Ginny Oliver is Maine's oldest lobster trapper. Have you heard about this? The 104-year-old, she has no plans to retire, telling WGME that while she has acquired some more aches in recent years, she intends to head out the water this season, which will be her 96th time going. So I guess she's been doing this since she was 8. That's her favorite part-time job. Ginny says that she's still the boss. Okay, so there you go. There you go. So some things to think about. So there you go. So did you hear about this? Basketball icon Jerry West has died. Yeah, he passed away in peacefully on Wednesday, according to a statement from the Los Angeles Clippers, from where he worked for after retiring from the league. West spent his days playing with the Los Angeles Lakers and also the inspiration behind the silhouette of the NBA's iconic logo. He was 86 at the time of his passing. So think about that for a moment. He might be the most iconic player of all time. Because, I mean, if you see the NBA logo, I mean, I'm sure if I mentioned the NBA logo, the silhouette, and you know that he's the inspiration behind it, well, shit, that might even be more popular than the Jumpman one. Yeah, I said that out loud. I did. So there you go. Also, take a listen to this. Actor Tony Bianco, has died. He passed away at his home on Tuesday after a battle with prostate cancer. Bianco is best remembered for his roles in The French Connection and The Seven Ups. Not Seven Ups, not like Seven Up. He was 87 at the time of his passing. So some stuff to think about, just so you know. Also, let's talk about some number stuff, because, you know, we have to do that. So let's talk about the numbers.
Duh.
So here you go. The Dow lost about 35 points to close at 38,712 on Wednesday. The S&P gained about 45 points to close at 5,421. And the NASDAQ increased by 264 points to close at 17,608. West Texas Intermediate closed at $78 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $80 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was, let's see, $3.45 on Wednesday. And Bitcoin gained on Wednesday, trading around just around $68,200. and there was about 4,290 flights delayed within, into, and out of the United States on Wednesday, and more than about 810 such cancellations. Friday night's Mega Million drawing will be for $47 million jackpot or $21.8 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you still have the opportunity to do so. No doubt about that. Also, take a listen to this. As we talked about it at the very beginning of the show, Rob Schneider thinks that Will Smith is a douchebag. Yeah, his choice of words. Smith has been hiding the fact of who he really is, and it was exposed that night that he's a real asshole. Steiner said to the Kyle and Jackie O Show, referring to Smith slapping Chris Rock at the 2022 Oscars. He then took aim at the slap on the wrist punishment received, saying that the Academy is so worried about being racist or whatever that they had, that had he done what Smith did, he would have been hauled off to prison. As for Rock, Snyder said that he has been friends with him for a long time. He said that it took him a long time to get where he could react because it was a lot. This is according to New York Post. So what do you think? I don't know. Just a weird one. Just some stuff to think about. Let's do a couple more real quick before we get to the top. Let's see. Take a listen to this. Harry Winkler was among the guests who got ushered out of the hotel in Dublin, Ireland yesterday after fire alarms started blaring all over the place. Following the all clear, Winkler chatted with a local news station saying that he thought that the noise was a wake-up call, but quickly realized the seriousness of the situation. He also shook hands and took photos with several of the responding firefighters. As for the actual fire, it was a small contained one on the roof. This is according to the Daily Beast. What, man, that would be a shock. I woke up because I thought, hey, you know, it was an alarm, but it was a little bit more than that. Okay, take a listen to this. Britney Spears surprised fans when she posted a video of her dancing to Bounce on Instagram. The song is by Timberland, but also features her ex Justin Timberlake, Dr. Dre, and Missy Elliott. She did later delete the post, though no word on why. Perhaps she realized JT was part of the song. Is that important to talk about? I guess it was. Okay, let's do one more. O.J. Simpson's longtime lawyer turned executor Malcolm Laverne wants permission to sell off some of the former football star's belongings to settle his debts. Some of the personal items include O.J.'s Heisman Trophy, his golf clubs, his car, and his driver's license. In his plea, Laverne argues that the funds from selling off some of the memorabilia could be towards the massive amount OJ owes the Goldman family. This is according to TMZ. So, there you go. Some stuff to talk about. I mean, I guess we always have stuff to talk about. There you go. So, there you go. A lot of things as we are talking.
Here is another bit for our competitors to copy. Rated R Safety Show.
Would that bit be called our main story? Because I think that that's what we're doing.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, main story time. You know how it goes around here. We start talking, we start moving, we start grooving, we start doing all the stuff that we get to do as we are talking. And we get to move and we get to groove. And listen, this week's been an interesting one so far. We've had conversations about safety one and safety two. We've had conversations about people posting stuff on social media. We've had conversations of safety three. You know, I dream of safety. And today we get in here and we start talking. We start taking a look around at some of the things that are going on. And we take a look around at some of the information that is going down. You know, information that's going down. And listen, I always like the whole knowledge-based thing. On when people are acquiring new knowledge, that shocker moment that occurs, that moment in time that everybody is talking about everything and going down in regards of information. But all of a sudden, now we take a look at it and go, okay, what's going on next? What is the information that we need to do and acquire next? So let me ask the strange question, because I want to know. When you're looking into these formats of things that are occurring inside of the industry, how do you look at safety? How do you acquire new knowledge in regards to this? Because listen, I know that there is a lot of things that occur where people go, okay, well, I am going to go to X to acquire new knowledge. I am going to maybe read a book to acquire new knowledge. I am going to go to a virtual class to acquire new knowledge. Now, is this the best way to acquire the information? Because I take a look around and I notice these communities of practice where people get together and have discussions on what has occurred with them, what has occurred within their organization, what has occurred with how they're trying to change everything. And so, what do you look for? Do you look for a group of practitioners that get together, have a conversation, and have the discussion? Or do you look at it and go, I want to learn on my own and see how we can implement it? Now, listen, I will tell you, a few weeks ago, I was interacting with an organization, pretty sizable organization. And what they were doing was that they were hearing some of the information that we got to share in regards of what they do or what we do. And what they were going to do, it was they were going to take one of their facilities and they were going to implement all of these things at one time. And that was going to be their test on how they were going to roll it out at the other locations. They were going to have like a pilot location to be able to move forward. Now, is that the best suitable way to do it? I don't know. I would love to give you an answer. But here's the thing. With modeling or testing, however you want to word it, it varies on how things work. And as we were discussing earlier this week, just because one thing is good in one place does not make it good in all places. Think about it for a moment. I will tell you that I'm having the privilege of going somewhere here next week where the organization refers to the town that they're in as the main portion of their plant, opposed to actually talking about the name of the company. So it's X location, but the company references the town name before they talk about where they're at. So I don't think that that would be a good one where you would try to waive these things. Now, here's the other portion that I take a look at. And listen, if you want to be involved with all kinds of different things, with Teamsters and so on, that's perfectly fine. That's not a problem. But sometimes when you're trying to bring new information that you've acquired into an organization and you have a group of Teamsters, you have to go through several processes before you can just implement that information in there. So those are the things that you have to think about. If you have a union, how would you implement this? And realistic approaches is always the important part. I will tell you, I was talking to a group of people recently at a big entertainment complex here in Orlando. Figure that out. And they were talking about how they were able to do some of the things that, even though they're union-based, was one of the people that's, we'll say, quote-unquote, in charge of a good chunk of a section, bought 15 books about the related subject that they wanted to share, and they passed it to the leadership to be able to start talking about this on how it would be implemented. So I guess it really varies. How do you get the information and how is it implemented inside of your organization? Maybe your way might be different than somebody else's. What about if you started talking about it on how those implementations took place?
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You are listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress. progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
We are radio. We are sarcasm. We are both combined. Radio Big.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing that dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. FM free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
Jay Allen in the morning. Weekdays on Radio Big.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud. One of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Hello.
The
listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
I see you rise through the dark night. You try to run, but you're too scared. You try to hide, but I'm right there. A hunting we will go. A hunting we will go.
Here we go. 46 minutes past the top of the hour. We are still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show. Radio Big, Safety FM, streaming across the multiverse. Also some video and, you know, podcast action today. No doubt about that. You're right here? You're what you're taking listening to? Yeah, this is a Hunting We Will Go. This is by Simon. Yeah, you can give this song a little download action if you're so inclined to do so. So there you go. We're going hunting. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. Just so you know. Hunting We Will Go. Simon, thank you. You've been Simonized. There you go. Okay, so let's get into the move and the groove of the things that we get to talk about. And let me tell you about the most important thing that I will tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now, and things can get better. Healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com. That's To Write Love on Her Arms. TWLOHA.com. Yeah, once you get there, go all the way to the far right-hand side. You're going to see some information related to finding help. And once you click on it, you'll see stuff related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, grief support, just to name a few. All kinds of information readily available for you. Once you click on it, it's going to give you more information. All you have to do is put in your zip code, and it will tell you what is available for your area right away. That's TWLOHA.com. Find help. TWLOHA.com. So there you go. Some general information for you just to get everything moving and grooving. No doubt about that. So there you go. So let's go ahead and continue moving on with some other things that are going inside of the world, though, because that is what we do around here. So as I take a look around and some information that is going on, let's talk about Palm Sunday. Yeah, I hate to say I told you so, but an experiment to see if palm trees could survive in a fickle and often wintry weather of Halifax, Nova Scotia has come to an end. And just the way that you're probably thinking of it, that it would go, it did. In 2018, the city planted 9 palm trees near Halifax Harbor, choosing varieties grown in more northerly areas of Japan and China and highly altitudinal areas like northern India. But alas, the maritime winters provided the too much for the trees. 5 died by 2022 despite the efforts to protect them, including insulating the trunks and repotting leaves inside of the during the cold months. Two of the trees died early on the experiment, and the last two trees failed to bloom in the spring. And before you wonder what kind of plants the powers that must have been smoking when they decided to grow a palm tree in Canada, note that Halifax has had success in the past with cultivating coffee, pineapples, and agave plants, but it seems that branching out was a bad idea. Next experiment is selling snowmobile in St. Lucia. I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's some stuff to think about. What do you think? Like, seriously. I mean, these are some ideas that are off kilter, but man, at the same time, it makes it interesting to see on how certain things would survive. I mean, it's just one of those things that it gets more and more interesting as we talk about it. What would you do? I mean, would it be something that you would even care to attempt? Or do you look at it and go, I don't know. Anyways, let's talk about this. 7-Eleven and Drumstick have introduced a new convenience store treat to end all convenience store treats. The Drumstick Slurpee Blue Raspberry Vanilla Cone. The king-size cone brings the tart flavor of 7-Eleven's Blue Raspberry Slushy to an ice cream cone. If you can imagine that, the crispy cone is filled with brand signature vanilla ice cream and a chocolate nugget, as what you would expect, but it also includes layers of vibrant blue raspberry along the blue ras sauce that ripples like candy bits. 7-Eleven and Drumstick say that the food collab promises the unexpected adventure of taking your taste buds on a journey to introduce uncharted flavor territory. They're also available for a limited time, thank goodness. Then I can go back and enjoy a drumstick the way that God intended. So there you go. I don't know. I mean, it sounds interesting. No doubt about that. Take a listen to this. A new restaurant in Missouri won't let you in unless you are 30 years old or if you're a guy 35. The owners of Bliss Restaurant in Florissant say that they plan to stick to the controversial minimum age requirement in spite of the complaints from social media users. A post from the restaurant on the Facebook says, yes, it says on the Facebook, that the age restriction is made to ensure that the grown and sexy atmosphere. Another post specifies that the eatery is interested in maintaining a mature and relaxed environment for all guests. And yet another post might reveal the real reason behind the restriction. It calls them a way for older people to enjoy a night out while avoiding people who don't know how to be responsible or who think that nice to play WAP on a jukebox. And I know that I did some growing up between the ages of 34 and 35. I mean, I'm just saying. So there you go. What else do we got? The Edmonton Oilers' hopes of winning the Stanley Cup rest on Connor McDavid's shoulder, but McDonald's is trying to give him a little extra incentive. The fast food chain took to X to make a deal with McDavid. McDonald's Canada tweeted to the hockey superstar, "Okay, McDavid. How about this? If you bring the cup to Canada, we'll turn an Edmonton McD's into McDavid's deal?" Question mark. That was followed by a handshake emoji by McDavid's. Oilers are down 2-0 for the best of seven series, which resumes tonight. And I'm starting to doubt that there'll ever be a chance to order a Big McDavid. Yeah, so there you go. Some stuff to think about. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we do this? Let's bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute. Let's do that.
Motivation Minute, brought to you by GenesisGoldIRA.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Brian. A Japanese proverb says, "Fall seven times and stand up eight." I love that. How many times have you fallen down? If the answer is never, maybe it's time you try to fall down. Okay, I don't actually want you to try to fall down. That would probably hurt. But if you have hit every goal that you've ever set, maybe the goals need to be raised a little higher. I worked with a guy who set tiny goals. Now, he always hit these tiny goals, and he thought that it made him look like a rock star. Well, I was involved in a conversation with upper management. We were getting ready to promote somebody. His name came up. One manager said, well, he hits all of his goals. But his immediate manager right away said he lacks confidence to set bigger goals. It actually hurt him to hit every little goal.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your 1 minute devotion. Isolation and solitude are not the same thing. They look alike, That is, both are characterized by aloneness, but they are not the same. When we choose to be alone, that is solitude. But when we are forced to be alone, that is isolation. Even then, we can choose to make peace with our loneliness, thus transforming isolation into solitude. And in solitude, alone with the Lord, our spiritual and emotional energies are renewed. Isaiah 40 says, "But those who wait upon God get fresh strength." Lord Jesus, teach us to embrace our loneliness, to turn our solitude into intimacy with you. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R. Safety Show.
Oh, yes, we're pitballing and spitballing. There you go. Anyways, let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 1966, the Supreme Court decides that Miranda versus Arizona. It establishes that all criminal suspects are entitled to know their rights before interrogation. Have you seen enough Law and Order to recite it? You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law, and you have the right to an attorney. If you cannot afford one, you can be an appointed one can be appointed to you. I mean, if you listen to the one from 21 Jump Street, the movie, you have the right to be an attorney. You know, it's kind of funny. So there you go. That happened back in 1966. If you ever needed a timeline about that. Anyways, let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Coco Arquette turns 20. 070 Shake turns 27. Aaron Taylor Johnson, turns 34. Cody Walker, 36. Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen both turned 38. Kate Denning turns 38 as well. Chris Evans turns 43. Steve-O turns 50. Rivers Cuomo, 54. Tim Allen, 71. Richard Thomas, 73. Stellan Sackard turns 73 as well. Joe Roth, 76. And Malcolm McDowell turns 81 today. So just in case if you were looking. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, well, it's National Random Acts of Light Day. National Seersucker Day. I don't even know what that means. National Weed Your Garden Day. International Axe Throwing Day, World Softball Day, National Sewing Machine Day, and National Farm Workers Day. There you go. Day for you to celebrate if you're so inclined to do so. So there you go. Anyways, if you need a random joke for today, I have one of those for you. I really know. Two wrongs don't make a right, but they sure do make some good excuse. So there you go. Also, if you need a phone starter for today, try this. What's the biggest lie you were told growing up? Yeah, I think that would be too long of an episode. If you need a water cooler for today, try this. The average man will do this 2,340 times in his lifetime. What is it? Mow the lawn. Yes, lawn mowing. So there you go. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together. Thanks for hanging out on this lovely Thursday for us to hanging out and doing all the things that we get to do together. At the top of the hour, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm if you want to come and hang out with me and do the things that we get to do. Yeah, we get to have all kinds of fun stuff. If you want to come out and hang out over there, we'll talk about the world of music and entertainment if you're so inclined to do so. If not, you can hang out on Safety FM and hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. Anyways, thank you for always being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener, because without you, it makes no sense to do what we do around here. If I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. Because things are the way they are, things will not stay the way they are. Think about that. Anyways, I know who you are.
Duh.
You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.